Well, as I said on the House floor a few moments ago, this was another week lost, really, in the legislative process. When we have critical measures waiting to be heard, like the property tax caps, immigration reform, many of the business initiatives and other incentives that have been sent over by the Senate, important government reform measures, we passed 8 bills this week, none of any consequence whatsoever. It's time to turn our attention to the critical measures, the most important one being the property tax caps, with, as of this moment, 27 days, 13 hours, and 3.5 minutes within which to act. It's time to get those caps moving. Democrat floor leader made it several things very clear in his response to my remarks today. Number one, at least he and apparently much of his caucus do not support the caps. They are not interested in passing the cap measure this year, and said that he didn't support it generally. So I'm starting to come clear that this isn't just about discussion. This is beginning to be about obstructionism. I'm certain if the caps hit the floor, they would have overwhelming support as they did last year. I'm sure if immigration reform hit the floor, it would have overwhelming support as it has in past sessions. I'm sure if some of the pro-business measures that have been passed by the Senate were to hit the floor, they would have overwhelming support by the legislative body. So it's time for the Democrat leadership to allow some of these measures to move and for us to get on with the important business before the state.
Brian, I just spoke to the speaker a few moments ago. One of the things he said about property tax caps is sort of return to the argument that they already are the law, and then there's no harm in doing them next year.
There is harm in waiting until next year. Number one, the creative engine that is going on right now in local government, due to fear of the consequences of the caps, will come to a screeching halt. Number two, the caps will remain subject to constitutional challenge because of the constitutional provision for fair and equal assessment. If we do not act on them now, they'll be subject to that attack for another year. Number three, I think the law of unintended consequences would come into effect if we don't act now. Mischief can happen in the next year. Minds can change. Circumstances can get worse. We need the discipline of the caps now. We need to instill that discipline today and not say we can do it tomorrow. Tomorrow is too late. Today, now, is the time to get the job done.
One of the questions I was wondering, this sort of gets into the politics of property tax caps. Would you guys rather have this as an issue in 2010 as opposed to 2009, where you've got Republicans and Democrats on the ballot, you're fighting for control of the House, which also goes to drawing the map, et cetera, that either you're for caps or you're for tax increases, whatever the slogan would be. So it doesn't help you guys more politically if they don't get done until next year.
Oh, if we were just looking at this politically, the Speaker's move to kill the caps is wonderful for our team. We aren't. We're looking at it from the taxpayer's perspective. We need to adopt the tax caps now, not save it as a political issue and message for coming years. We want to adopt those caps today. We want to do it for property tax payers, and the Speaker is worried about property tax spenders, much more so.
What are your thoughts on what the Senate did on unemployment this week?
I thought the Senate's measure was a great first start. It incorporated many of the elements that we discussed over here and the Democrats were not willing to include, including dealing with fraud and abuse of the system, making the system more reliant upon those who utilize the system more and otherwise having higher premiums for those with seasonal employment, for those with heavy usage of the system, and lower premiums on smaller businesses that don't utilize the system much. I thought that was a great start. I thought they took a long-term view at solving the unfunded liability, looking for the fund to be solvent in about 4 years, which it took us 8 years to get into this spot. So 4 years to dig out is not a bad timeline. So I thought overall it was a very good measure and one that we can work with.
Final question before we run across the street here. When you look at where you guys are with 5 weeks out I asked the speaker a few moments ago, was he satisfied, content with where things are? He was like, no, yeah. He thinks things are exactly where they should be. Your thoughts?
If your goal is not to make any improvement in the lives of Hoosiers, then we're on the right track. There were some critical measures that have been sent over from the Senate, most importantly the caps, but many other measures as well. Those are all languishing in committee here to increase the Speaker's leverage at the end for negotiating whatever it is he wants at the end. He needs to shake loose of that program. He needs to move measures that are important to Hoosiers, starting with the property tax caps, and get on with the state's business.